perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for coming together with me this morning that we might worship and magnify the Lord. And I don't believe that America will ever forget what happened on 9/11. We want to remember that. And want to also remember that a lot of things happened and changed. It changed the whole situation, it seemed like, in our country. But anyhow, we realize today that God before us, and there is no power that can ever stand against us. Well, let's go right now and listen to this recitation.
Well, hello, thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mounce. This is an old tape. And I think it's got some good songs and a good message on it. So let's go right now and listen to it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation for which she was built. Yes, something is wrong with America. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones. Without any basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of the heavens. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school while the Supreme Court decides to expel God from our classrooms. Over 30 years ago, yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and that the abnormal is normal and that sin is now acceptable. And what God has called an abomination is no more than a normal lifestyle. And it's wrong and it's having a great effect upon our nation. Over 30 years ago, the number one TV show was The Andy Griffin Show. But look what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when contraceptives are passed out to our children in school without even parental consent. And yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Holy Bible on our school campuses. Yes, something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and to mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yes, something is wrong, and I for one am ready for a change. I'm going to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my house. I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them about the Bible. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. The only hope that America has, that godly men and women with a great concern will stand together as one great mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, and the obscene, and to the proud, your days of unlimited access to the minds of the American people are over. The armies of God has been silent too long. We are taking America back.
Well, I say praise the Lord. Somebody said the other day, well, the church is going down the drain. I said, no, the church ain't even got in the sink yet. We can take America back. I preached a sermon not long ago, nearly put it on the broadcast today, is you can make a difference, and I believe today.
Now, this was a tape that we played many years ago, but we're hoping today that you'll understand some good songs on this with a real good message. So I hope that you understand this is an old tape. This is a rerun. I'm sorry I have to play it. But anyhow, I think you'll enjoy all the songs, and I appreciate everyone who is listening today.
They're going to be having homecoming down that way, and at 10 a.m. they're going to begin their service. And
now, many things I might say on this tape is not has already happened, so just overlook them and listen to the music and the message.
And then at 2 o'clock, they'll be going back with more singing. And my good friend Franklin Bowles, right here in Hinton, he's going to be doing the speaking. So again, that's homecoming down at Thorny Point. A lot of the folks down in that area, you know exactly where it's located. So go out and be with those folks and just enjoy the great day of homecoming with them. And let's go right back now. Let Martha do this song for us.
Emotions and feel a small army that need you would be called Calvary. Then he made the sea that would grow to thee. So that would make his son bleed. When he made it green, gave it leaves and then gave it sunshine and rain, sheltered it with calm. On a tree that he created, his great love for man got stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down to sight, for instead of all rejected and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the
saying, well, now I've heard this tape before. It's an old tape. It's one of the reruns that we have. But I thought it was worthy. If it was worthy the first time, it ought to be worthy the second time. We mentioned names on this broadcast, and we mentioned many different announcements we made. But anyhow, we just felt worthy of doing this broadcast again for you. So this is an old tape, but I hope you enjoy every bit of it.
And we have not been able to be back in our pulpit. We're hoping to get back real soon. But, you know, got to recuperate and get kind of back on our feet. But we appreciate your concern, appreciate your prayers. Also, many has mentioned about Martha, and I've mentioned about her needing your prayer. Well, she's just like me. She just
And Martha has soon as done gone, as you realize that, but anyhow, we're still playing a lot of her music, and a lot of people enjoy her music, and I hope you enjoy mine too, and I hope you enjoy the messages also.
A letter from you or a phone call from you really encourage us to go on. Well, let's go right back today, and here's another song that represents also the 9/11. And this one said, "Let Freedom Ring."
It was late one Tuesday evening before the mother could sit down. She needed to tell her son about the terror and the tragedy of the building that had fell downtown. She looked into the eyes of her son, and she thought, "God, just how much I love him so." She felt her heart begin to break, and the hurt begin to show. She gathered all of her strength and the courage as her story she began to tell. "Now, baby, don't cry, but I'm afraid Daddy might be under that building that failed." The boy looks back at his mother. His eyes made not a blink, and the mother's tears begin to fall. Now, what would her baby think? You see, his dad was a firefighter and his hero from the very day of his birth. He loved his dad more than anything else that could ever inherit this earth. The mother's head begins to drop, her forehead resting upon her palms. She thought her son would be upset, but instead, he stayed very calm. The boy leaned over toward his mama, and he put his hand upon her head. In her ear, he begins to whisper, and this is what he said, "Mama, please don't cry. I knew Daddy wasn't coming home. You see, I talked to him just a while ago, and it wasn't by the phone. He told me that he loved me, and he promised that we would meet again. He told me about his brand new home and the brand new job that he is now to begin. God is building an army, and there are many angels that are needed there. That's where Daddy and all the others went. You see, they wasn't defeated that day." It was then the mother lifted her head, the tears streaming down her face, and she could feel her husband's presence as it filled her heart with that amazing grace. It was then she knew her son was right. He was in God's great army now. She knew also that her son was safe, that he'd be kept from harm somehow. So evildoers of the world, beware. Well, there's an army that's on its way. It's bolstered by brand new angels who left the towers that day. Their commander has never been beaten. His power has never been matched. And if evildoers think that he was almighty before, well, the surface has just been scratched. God bless America and the rest of the world on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Well, I say praise.
I hope you understand that this is a rerun. I know there's a lot on this tape and names and different things, but I hope you understand that. But it's a good tape and a good song, so, and a good message, so let's just enjoy it.
I don't know about you, but I believe you agree with me. I thank God that I live in a free country where I can worship any way I please. And I worship the Almighty God, and I still believe, and I'll continue to preach it, that we are still one nation under God. Amen? Amen. I believe that. I preach it, and I trust that. Well, I want to do a song in memory of my good friend Charles Lilly. I want to send this out to his wife, Becky, and also the boys that are listening and his family. And we're going to do this just before we do the message. Oh,
And the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. I am reading from Acts chapter 17. The story begins in verse 16 when Paul came into Athens. And the Bible said there his spirit was stirred because he saw them giving themselves into adultery. Notice here in verse 18, they said he seems to be one who is setting forth a strange God. Because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Is the old-time religion sufficient today? In verse 21, the Bible said, For the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Isn't that just like we are today? Always looking for new things. Just about the time I get in step, I find myself out of step. But the question I'd like to ask my listeners today, is the old-time religion sufficient for today? Is God's Word sufficient for today? You see, many, many years ago, 40 men wrote 66 books of the Bible 1,500 years ago. And today, we see that book, and it's still just as real today as it was when they wrote it. Great men were moved as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the book, which is so evident and so positive, no mistakes, no errors. It's a complete formulation of God. It's God speaking to the people. It's a love letter from heaven. It tells us that the Bible is true. It says the world may be on fire, but the Word of God will stand throughout the ceaseless ages of time. There were some great men who met one time who thought they would destroy the Bible. And as they gathered, they built a great bonfire. And one was elected to throw the Bible into the bonfire. And when he took the book in his hand and started to throw it, all of a sudden he paused. He looks over the congregation. He said, Gentlemen, we had better save this book until another or a better book would come by. But you see, folks, there is no better book. Even though that it does grow dust upon some of our shelves, even though that it does lie, it's never open, it's never read, but it's a good decoration for the living room coffee table. But yet the Bible stands even above every book that has ever been written. It is generation after generation building upon the faith and establishing a covenant with God through and by the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. It cuts us away from our sin and brings us to God. My father told me about the Word of God. He taught me that the Word of God would be a lamp unto my pathway. He taught me that it was something I could depend upon. He taught me that it was something I could trust. I could put my total dependence upon the Word of God. And you know, after I've found Christ to be real in my life, I've come to find out that my life entirely depends upon God's Word. If God's Word is false, then, sir, I'm eternally lost without God. And today I can come to Christ and I can repent of my sin knowing that if I confess it, that He will forgive it. He will throw it in as far as the east is the east and the west is the west. And He will never remember it again. Oh, my friends may remember it. And my enemy will always remind me of it.
But once God has forgiven me, I have been forgiven. And today you can believe that. You can trust in that. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. And Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which is in Christ. You see, Paul believed in justification. I believe the Bible teaches justification. I believe the old-time religion is a gospel of justification. It's a gospel that believes in the virgin birth of our Lord. We are living in a day and time when the virgin birth has been challenged. Many clergies who stand in the pulpit today do not believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. But in Matthew it tells us, for behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. Even in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said, for behold, a virgin would conceive. And today, I believe that virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I do not believe he was seared by a German soldier. I don't believe that he came from a streetwalker walking down the street. I believe that he came from a holy woman, a woman who had never been touched by man. And the blood of Jesus Christ was placed within the womb of this Virgin Mary. The blood came from the very throne room of heaven. And God injected the blood of Christ into the body. And then after 9 months, she carried that body. And it was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It grew up. It became a man. It was not only a man, but he was a God-man. He was God incarnated in the flesh. Remember that the prophet said, or the angel said, that he would be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And God came and took upon him the form of man. You see, I believe in the God. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Trinity of God. We must believe in the virgin birth of our Lord, because that is the old-time religion. I believe that it is powerful to transform man from their sin. Notice in Romans 12 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You see, holiness is a word that some of us have become afraid of. But the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I believe the Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. And today, I believe that a person can be holy. You say, Brother Tommy, why do you believe that? I believe it because God said it. If God said, be ye holy as I am holy, I believe that God can make us holy. Not holier than thou, but listen, once our sins have been forgiven, we have been made just as though we've never had sin in our life. We become a brand new person. Paul said, for behold, all things have become brand new. You see, because we realize that by the shedding of blood, all of a sudden we have what we call the grace of God. And the grace of God is so magnificent in our life. A man attends a revival. He's there every night, and the preacher is preaching. He says, I'm going to be preaching in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I want to preach on the grace of God. Every night during that revival, that preacher would stand and preach from the same text. This young man, he went every night, and he heard the same text every night. He told a friend of his, he said, well, you ought to go down and hear that preacher. He said, he only got one sermon. And that's from John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And said, every night he preaches on the grace of God. Well, that old boy went down. God got a hold of his heart. The Holy Spirit dug deep down within his spirit. He went to an altar prayer. He confessed his sin, got right with God. He went back the next night when the preacher got up. He said, well, I don't know what to preach on tonight. I've accomplished what God has sent me to do. And I preached every night from John 3:16. And he said, tonight I don't know what to preach on. And the old boy stood up in the back. And he said, preacher, preach on the grace of God. And he said, sir, I'm saying today that the grace of God is so sufficient. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the...
Oh!
kingdom come. I was trying to blame all my ill on this world I was in. Perfect relationship proved me till I was on it. And all the while someone was trying to free me from sin.
Remembering that many years ago I ran into a person and they said, now wait a minute, preacher, how can God be everywhere at all times? I said, why don't you ask him? Have you ever asked God? I was laying in the emergency room Sunday a couple of weeks ago, and I looked up at the clock on the wall, even though I was hurting as bad as I was, and I said to the nurse, I said, do you believe that a person can be in two places at one time? And she looked at me in a kind of startling fashion. And I said, she said, well, I suppose why? I said, well, right now I'm on the radio out of Beckley. And she said, well, you can't be in two places at one time. Well, God can be everywhere. God is God. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And thank God he's my God. And if you have problems, just simply ask God. He said, ask of me whatever you desire. I'll give you your desire of your heart. So I trust that, my friend. Let's begin to believe the Bible. Father, regardless of what we believe, regardless of how our faith stands, the Word of God is true, pure, and honest. And if you said it, regardless of whether we believe it or not, it's still true. But we, through faith in God, believe that the Word of God will stand when the ages of time is passed away.
Well, neighbor, this is a rerun. I hope you enjoyed it today. I hope you'll sit down and write to me. We've been on this broadcast many years. We're going to continue on as long as God gives us breath to breathe and a message to preach. We may have to preach old sermons and old songs, but after all, we're getting older. We're not getting any younger. We're pressing on toward the upward way and these new journeys I'm facing every day, but thank God for it. And I'm praying for you. You continue to pray for me and help me if you can financially. Pray for me, lift up my hands, and most of all, let's just magnify the Lord in these terrible times. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.